This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh's Muhammad Yunus is set to lead a caretaker government after mass protest ousted the premier, and on Wednesday he said to be ready to build the country ahead of his hugely anticipated return. The Nobel-winning microfinance pioneer will head the interim government as chief advisor after a long time, and autocratic Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina fled to India, the presidency has said. Yunus's expected arrival home from France is on Thursday after weeks of violence in which at least 455 people were killed. Pop megastar Taylor Swift's three concerts in Vienna were abruptly canceled after Australian police arrested two people suspected of plotting an attack. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The Austrian government confirmed a planned attack at Ernst Happel Stadium. That's according to concert organizer Barracuda.music, saying in a Facebook post on Wednesday, quote, "With confirmation from government officials of a planned terrorist attack, we have no choice but to cancel the three scheduled shows for everyone's safety." Austria's Chancellor Karl Niehammer said in a post on social media platform X that a tragedy was prevented. Austrian police on Wednesday detained two people suspected of plotting attacks on concerts, according to the Director General for Public Security. The three Swift concerts were scheduled to take place from Thursday to Saturday, with police expecting around 65,000 attendees each day.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Chile's President Gabriel Boric said on Wednesday he does not recognize Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's quote-unquote self-proclaimed victory in the country's hotly contested election late last month. This is VOA News. Egypt's civil aviation ministry says it's ordered Egyptian airlines to avoid Iranian airspace for 3 hours on Thursday after a notice from Tehran to do so because of military exercises. The warning comes amid soaring tensions in the region following last week's assassination of terrorist group Hamas's leader in Tehran. The ministry said the warning came in a notice sent by Iran to all commercial airlines. Israel has been bracing for an attack by Iran over the assassination. It has neither confirmed nor denied responsibility. Water temperatures in and around Australia's Great Barrier Reef have risen to their warmest in 400 years over the past decade, placing the world's largest reef under threat, according to research published on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
A group of scientists at universities across Australia drilled cores into the coral. Similar to counting the rings on a tree, the scientists analyzed samples to measure summer ocean temperatures dating back to 1618. They also looked at ship and satellite data going back around 100 years. The results show ocean temperatures were stable for hundreds of years. But from 1900 onwards, temperatures began to rise as a result of human influence, the research concluded.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Drones warned New York City residents about storm flooding, but the Spanish translation wasn't great. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York City emergency management officials apologizing for a hard-to-understand flood warning in what was said to be Spanish from a drone flying over some neighborhoods. People pointing out in social media postings the Spanish version was incomprehensible. The city's OEM commissioner says the problem was the recording, not the translation. On Tuesday, Mayor Eric Adams explaining the city's usage of the technology.
We have to meet people where they are in notifications so they can be prepared.
Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, put his Midwestern credentials to the test on Wednesday with a rally in the battleground state of Wisconsin, telling a boisterous crowd of thousands that Republican rival Donald Trump would threaten their freedoms and their future. Harris and Walz went after Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.